This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm smelling spring. I'm smelling our renaissance, our rebirth, our phoenix. That's right, folks. That's where our focus belongs. What's next? How are you? And welcome to What's on Your Mind? Monday edition of the program. Glad to have you along. Telephone numbers for your questions, comments. Answers to the following question, what's on your mind? 800-528-0550. 800.
Actually, 258, but whatever.
I was just about to back up. 800-258-0550. 8-701-228-550. 0-5-5-0.
Let's start that over. Should we start the
whole one? Wake up! Do you have these in your speed dial? I hope so. 258.
First show?
The numbers I like best are the local numbers. 701-258-0550. Todd's waiting to answer the phone. No matter what number you dial.
Start the whole darn show over again.
Right here in Fargo. Kevin will answer your call at 701-271-1100. Okay, those are the two. Get those in your speed dial. We do have a toll-free number. It's 800-228-0550. The Be the Buffalo hotline, 24-7 at 855-200-1776. After that, there should be no excuse for you not to have a telephone number to call us at. You can text us, 701-367-2054. Or Todd, 701-226-8503. Or email us. You can do that too. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, friends. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that conversation. The Lieutenant Governor, the Governor, the Senators, Congressmen have been joining us regularly on What's on Your Mind, to answer your questions related to the place we find ourselves in here, COVID-19. Then we're going to talk to Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spa's proprietor. You may have heard this, you may not. It was kind of a quiet little thing, but the president had an expert at the White House last week that's been working at the Department of Homeland Security lab. And in this lab, they found a way to suspend the virus so they could test all kinds of things against it to see what takes out the virus. And a disinfectant works pretty darn well. The president liked that. Therefore, people on TV now are saying he's suggesting you drink bleach. I hope nobody does that. But I could understand how somebody who thinks Chuck Todd is worth watching would do that because, you know, there's a word there that starts with an S and ends with a D that might fit. Because I don't totally understand that routine. And anyway, also heat, humidity, and light. Now, the second I heard that, I said, our friend Vince has been saying that for a while. That isn't anything new. So we'll talk about that a little bit today on the program. I have a message for every single entity in the state of North Dakota.
All right.
With the exception, I'm going to exclude a couple of folks.
Okay.
If you're in the salon business, if you're in the physical fitness, gyms, weight training, that line of work. If you promote concerts, I think I've got everybody in there. you know, nails, personal care, that kind of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Basically, what I'm saying is, any entity that isn't covered under the executive order. Here's my advice. Open up. Get back at it. Anybody in business, anybody that serves a customer, knows that you have to understand things that might keep them from your business and remove those barriers, right? So some of you are going to have, like I've seen already, a lot of places, these little shields. There's a drive-thru this weekend, and there's a shield on the drive-thru.
Yep. Yeah, the sneeze guard kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a little like
the world turned into a salad bar.
Attach it to the outside of the you know drive-through window, and then just reach through below. Or you go to the counter of a store paying for gas this weekend. You know, you're putting the money through a little. What? Great, fantastic, good idea. And probably until we know more about coronavirus vaccines, everything else, not a bad idea. Now you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's time. I think it's time, and we tend to be a little bit of kind of a follow the leader type people once in a while, where you think things are shut down because you can't go into a bar or restaurant, so therefore you now say, "Well, I'm going to keep my mall closed." You don't need to keep your mall closed. In fact, you keep a mall closed, you impact a whole lot of businesses and their employees. Open the mall. And anything you think would be prudent? Hey, when you walk, when you come in, go in this door, out that door, whatever. Be smart about it. It's time, folks. It's time. This was, in my mind, initially a concern over a virus we didn't know much about. Still don't know everything we need to know about it. But the numbers tell us, as more and more of these tests have gone on, East Coast, West Coast, that a high number of people have already had it and had no symptoms, number one. Number two, that it's most dangerous to people with underlying conditions. When you see somebody has passed away, I saw somebody the other day, 44 years of age. That's sad. But guess what? Underlying health condition. Now, doesn't mean it's any easier on that family. I feel horrible. But when you have an underlying health condition, bugs come along that can, unfortunately, take your life.
You want some perspective on that? Go spend a little time down in Memphis at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Be a lot there. But I think there's zero doubt that people that have health conditions that are at risk, even those that are concerned and just don't feel comfortable, stay home. I'm not saying go run amongst the masses. But I'm saying we know enough now that we're not going to overwhelm our healthcare system. Businesses that are closed, that aren't covered under an executive order, should be open. And later this afternoon at the governor's press briefing, we'll hear more about those businesses that are under those executive orders that go to May 4th. I'd love also some bold schools out there to open. Let's just be smart. Let's teach kids what you do when life throws you a curveball. You can do this. Let the kids see their friends and the ones they've gone to school with all year. I think schools should be open. I'm not suggesting they be normal. I'm suggesting maybe you're even going to just have a trial run on some things you'll need to do next year. Give it a try. That's my take. I want yours. 800-228-0550. You think I'm crazy? We're open for business, but we're not. Mostly because we're doing this to ourselves right now. It's no longer necessary. It was necessary when we didn't know if we were going to overwhelm the healthcare system. We're not. That threat's over. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just want to talk a little bit about the online school that the kids are taking.
Yes, sir.
So I have a kid in school in town, she's in elementary school, and they give them the assignments for the whole week, and then they got to turn it in by, like, Saturday. And if I don't pace her, she can be done with the whole weeks of schoolwork in about 2 hours. And it's not even like real schoolwork. So they have a checklist and it'll say do this, and then it'll say did you do this? It'll type in yes. They don't have to hand anything in. They just say they did it. then the teacher has to meet with them once a week, and all the teachers do is basically ask them in Google Meet how their weekend went. There's no instruction going on. So I want to know, if the teachers are getting paid full-time, why aren't they meeting with them daily and doing a lecture just like you would in class, and then give assignments, and then you do the work, and you take the assessments? But instead, they put together this kind of smoke-and-mirror-type online school to make everybody think the kids are being educated, and they're not. It's a total waste of time. They're not learning anything. They're losing everything that they had throughout the school year. And it's a joke, really.
You want them back at school?
Yes, absolutely. They need to be.
Yeah, so you're not concerned health-wise or anything like that, and you're more concerned about what's happening with the education or lack thereof.
Well, yeah, especially since the virus is not deadly for kids.
Yeah, it certainly isn't. Not unless, again, there's an underlying health condition, but then you wouldn't put them there. Jim, thanks. I've heard this from others as well. Let's see if others agree with him and are concerned.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
And we are back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary, who invite you to think about how times of uncertainty can bring you opportunity. Yeah. What's the future hold? Rather than stress about it, how about thinking about opportunities? Well, we all search to adapt to new ways of living and working. You can also search for those opportunities to do something positive. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. find ways to stay connected, do constructive things, and make times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment, that nothing can take away a long-term gift for yourself and your families. So if you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or a credential that will benefit you today or tomorrow. You may have credit waiting for you from things you've already done in the workplace, other schooling, from business to counseling, healthcare to education, online certificate and credential programs waiting for you. Visit online.umary.edu/certificates and take some positive action in this and every circumstance. All right, who is next? Mark in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Governor Kristi Noem for her recommendations, which saved the state of North Dakota.
Let's see, you're talking about Kristi Noem, who's the governor of South Dakota, but how did her recommendations save North Dakota?
You know, she's kind of governor of all the Dakotas now because, you know, this guy they call Burgum is supposed to be the governor. He reversed the Emancipation Proclamation and enslaved the state. You don't do that. And there's nowhere in the Constitution that says he can.
What is the difference between the direction from the governors in South Dakota versus North Dakota?
Well, she made recommendations. He issued a proclamation, which is like an order. He doesn't have the right to do it. There's nowhere in the Constitution, U.S. Century Code, or the North Dakota Constitution that says he can do a thing like that. That's what a dictator does. And I thank you for coming out on the radio and saying you want everything to open back up. You're showing more leadership than Burgum. You ever think of running for governor?
Well, I think the governor has made it pretty clear that North Dakota is open for business. With the exception of the executive orders that, again, are pretty common in other places. But North Dakota didn't ever go to the shelter-in-place despite all kinds of people having petitions and freakouts and you need to do this, and it didn't happen. So I think Governor Burgum and Governor Noem are birds of a feather that stick together. They've done a pretty good job myself. But it is time to open up. We're going to find out more about how the restaurants, bars, and other facilities under the executive orders will reopen later today at his press conference. And again, his Department of Commerce, led by Michelle Comer, involved businesses affected by those in that plan. Let's do this together. So I like that, too. Jan in Minnesota, you're next. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott, for letting me share. I've been following along with all the news throughout a period of time, and just a day ago, I listened to a couple of doctors that do ER on a regular basis. They have combined like 40 years of experience. And they had been collecting data regarding this, and they gave a briefing that was just very revealing. And I would encourage you and your audience to listen to it. It's called Dr. Erickson. That's Erickson. COVID-19 briefing, and it's on YouTube. So I think it'll help, and he does say a lot of things that you've been sharing this morning as well. So thank you.
Yeah, by the way, I heard that over the weekend, watched it. I saw that it's gotten millions and millions of views now, so people are watching it. These two doctors go back and forth, and then they take questions from the media. I don't know exactly where it's at. Kern County, they say. Do you know what state it's in? I'm not...
California.
Is it California?
Yeah, they're
okay.
California guys.
And the gist of their bottom line is they're taking the amount of testing that's been done and then extrapolating it out with the population and saying what percentage of people ultimately have it and at what point, you know, ultimately it becomes fatal. And the fatality rate is extremely low. So these doctors are going through that. I was aware that I was sent that video by individuals that have connections to the healthcare system. So I think even some in healthcare agree that it's time. I'll put that video up, though, Jan, so others can follow your recommendation there, okay?
That'd be great. And if the governors can get it, and I hope that the president has, I think it's very good information.
Yeah, it's good. It's data. That's all it is. They're just laying out flat out data, and allowing people to make their choices based on that data. I believe though, again, the fatality rate, we've learned more about it as we've learned how many people have this. It's another argument. It's another argument for opening up. Now, if you have a underlying health condition, not a good idea for you to be out. But we can rather than have everybody doing this, stay at home when you can and don't go anywhere unless it's essential, you just have the people that are the most vulnerable do it, and you can get the economy going while you make progress on the virus. Rosella and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I just called to say I agree with a couple of your call-ins, in fact, all of them. But Jim, that called in regard to getting kids back to school, he made several good points. And, yes, let's get these kids back to school. We're harming more than we're doing any good in regard to that. So, and especially rural areas, my goodness, you know. But I won't go on and on about those things, but let's get the kids back. Let's open up. And remember, the good book says there's nothing new under the sun. And I happen to be an old lady. So if I have to go through, I got underlying conditions, and if death comes, you just better know where you're going to go for your future. And we can't continue on with life. We're going to, you know, if you're going to be born, you're going to die. So lots of things cross my mind, but the thing is, get the kids back. Get something normal. Kids love school. Oh, they hate it. I was a teacher for years, but if there was a storm, they'd all be here. No, they don't hate school. They love school. So let's get them back. Let's show the kids that we got to be strong, and life will give us a lot of storms. But thank you for your show, and I hope other people that agree with Jim, I think his name was I called in earlier, that they would call in and express something about the relationship with school and getting back into it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Rosella. Appreciate the call, and I appreciate much of what you said, including your reference to the good book. You know, the anxiety, the worry, the concern is not from the good side of the book. The light.
Right.
It's from the dark side. It's so find that peace, especially in times like this. I think what we'll do is do a quick poll on the, might as well give away another MyPillow. I'll pick a MyPillow winner out of everybody that texts us yes or no on schools reopening. Tell us what you think.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
that from a video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. George says, I love my pillows. I love my pillows. That's great. We're glad you do. I'm glad you love the my pillows. Do I have your vote here on schools? No vote on the schools. He's just telling me he loves the my pillows. If you text Todd, he's at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054, and just say, open schools. Keep schools closed. Or want schools closed? Yes? No. You can even just go yes or no. Yes or no on schools. Find out what our listeners think. My Pillow poll here today, which means we'll randomly select one lucky winner to receive a free My Pillow. What'd you say, Kevin? No what?
No. Don't open the schools now. It's too late. Just let's take it to... And they've already set up all the distance learning stuff, and now you got to go back.
What did you hear, Jim? He's saying that the kids aren't learning.
Well, mine is. Mine up two of his grades.
His grades went up.
Two of his grades went. He had A-minuses back to an A.
How much time does it take him?
3-4 hours a day, if that. He loves it.
I wonder why they didn't do like Zoom. You know, where they would do the Zoom. You know, where you put all the kids up there. My older daughter is doing that with her classmates at Yale. They have a class at the same time. The professor's there. All the kids are there. And you can see them. And as you talk, that pops up.
Yep. They're doing assignments and video chatting with their teachers as they need it and emailing. And they're all teachers are right there. But yeah, he's loving it.
You're not the only don't open schools. Here's a texter. Don't open the schools. If you do, all of this shutdown and social distancing was for naught. Plus, the last 2 weeks of school, other than finals, is a total waste of time as far as learning, etc.
Exactly.
Most grading in schools is based on classwork, participation, drop tests, and final tests, none of which has taken place. I just think, number one, it's a little trial run on whatever the future holds for how you, if you, in fact, next fall, don't have, you still have the need to separate kids out a little bit. And I think kids need some normal. I think kids need some normal. I don't think this is healthy. I don't think it can go on. They can say goodbye to their classmates a couple weeks. Not a big deal.
I'm so old. I remember when we had snow days and you closed school. In other words, that'll never happen again.
This is going to be 100 to 10, I'm just telling you. What I'm seeing here. Kevin, you're in a minority.
Safe to say it's the longest senior skip day in history.
Todd's got one no.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, we continue on the program we call What's on Your Mind. And speaking of MyPillow, you can order up a MyPillow and get one heck of a deal. My wife this weekend was ordering up some books for a friend and some new towels. And what kind of sheets should we get? She just thought, I mean, buy one, get one. Put them on every bed. Great deals. MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials, use the promo code SCOTT to get the great deals. Buy one, get one specials all over, or call them at 800-506-9028. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, is here. If you have a question or comment for him, that's welcome. 701-258-0550 or 701-271-1100. Brent, welcome back. How are you?
Doing well. How are you this morning, Scott?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. What is the week ahead look like for the governor's office?
Well, I think we can all do the math that we're getting pretty close to the restrictions on the executive orders that run out April 30th. That we're the patience we've been asking for the last week and a half we're getting there this week with the rollout of restart plan, with addressing the 8 points that the governor was making sure that we were able to check the boxes before reopening. I mean, if anybody's thinking these 330 press conferences are an easy deal to put together, they're not. Just think of the information, the volume of information to go through. And we've got a lot to get out there the next couple of days. And, hope that the public is patient and also will feel some relief that yes, we're going to be moving forward. And there's been a lot of this is no secret, as it was the topics of every press conference last week as well. But yes, this is the week we've been looking forward to, and isn't it exciting to think that we could actually be looking at restrictions being lifted and moving back to somewhat like normal. I mean, it does feel like that this week is what's going to be happening. So I'm excited for the week, but there's going to be a lot of information to get out. And you've got 3-4 days of watching cases, making sure we're staying on this path we are now. We've got a lot of testing, and we're getting positives, but it's holding that line of where our, in that low 4% positive test rate, which is outstanding nationwide. So we just, got to make sure we're still holding that line. But, yeah, I'm excited for the week. I'm excited to be moving forward and reopening. And even though it'll be somewhat limited fashion, we're reopening for North Dakota.
As I was absorbing the data early on of some of the models when we didn't know a lot, we just knew what was happening in other places around the world and spiking in some places in the U.S. as well. One of the things that convinced me that, regardless of the size of North Dakota, that we needed to protect like anybody else was, the surge capacity at the hospitals. Could our medical systems handle whatever might come from this? And it was obvious it didn't in other places, and so got to protect for that. And obviously we know there were University of Mary, Fargo Dome, provisions put in place, worked by the guard to do that, to get ahead of that as well. But that's, to me, that was the trigger that was tripped for me to say, okay, this is real. We got to do this, and we got to worry about this. And then when we push that number down, then we can do something different. But we're beyond any potential of a health emergency, a surge of our healthcare system in North Dakota, are we not?
Well, we've all been so compliant and have done so much social distancing that we haven't seen a large spike as far as the community spread. The spikes that we've seen are more isolated in pockets, right? And so we have no way of knowing. There are states that are seeing upswings as they're going through this even later on, like where we sit. But all indications are we've done a good job with the social distancing measures and the limitations that the governor put out there were, I think, Michelle Comer, Commerce Department, is putting out information on how many businesses actually were affected. But the overall effect to business from the national perspective, from the overall economy, has resulted in a lot of people going into furlough and unemployment. But regardless, yes, the the distancing measures we put in place have been a positive contributor to the fact that we're only, I mean, we were up to a total of, what is it, a total of 60 people hospitalized and 20 currently hospitalized. So we have, as the governor's mentioned many times, we're sitting at 1% of our available hospital beds. And so that, you know, that brings up, that's a valid point, because that was the reason for doing this, is not to overwhelm our health systems like you see happening on the East Coast and like you saw earlier on the West Coast. And we hope that we're beyond that point where that would be still, you know, in our future.
Questions or comments, welcome for the Lieutenant Governor today on what's on your mind, on the issues facing the state of North Dakota and the governor's office related to COVID-19. Paul and Napoleon, what is your question?
I was just wondering why we can't use common sense and why we can't, for the past 5 years, we can't report the truth. We need to report the truth. We need this bullshit of going through the
dump,
through everything that the report. If you listen to every hour on the news, it's something that Trump said or something. None of it is based on a fact. This whole coronavirus thing, it's a problem. But in the past, we left it up to God, and if it requires quarantine, it requires quarantine. But you can't determine when people are going to die, or you can't determine. We all have to become immune to this, and then it'll pass. Now, that's just part of life. Global warming, they lie about that. Trump, they've been lying for 5 years that he colluded with the Russians.
All right, let me form that into a question for you, Paul. I understand your frustration. I think a lot of people share it. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? Related to the numbers, you know, you mentioned global warming. That's a prime example. We know the quote unquote experts have twisted the numbers there. How about you, Brent? What has your compass been on? You know, what kind of advice you trust locally, nationally, internationally? Who do you trust?
Well, you trust the fact that we were not the first place to see the outbreak of this, and so we've been able to see the scenes, and whether you trust media or not, you can go to any range of the spectrum of media coverage of what happened in Italy, what happened in New York City, what happened in Spain. And fact of the matter is, this is a very harsh virus on those that have in the vulnerable population. It's not a pleasant way to die. And if there's not enough ICU beds and enough ventilators, it's not acceptable to the local population, and that is pretty clear, right? But trying to figure out how to deploy this in geographically dispersed areas was a very imperfect science. It was interesting to me that Dr. Fauci expressed to us that he doesn't like any of the modeling. He doesn't like modeling because he said it's just guessing. And this is a scientific mind. This is a man that has, you know, that is putting, you know, directives out there for us as Americans, for the president, and it is an imperfect science to model this. And we can look back into all these different models that were put together with a broad array of projections. The fact of the matter is, we've dialed in. You need to look at what is your positive test case rate for the test you took today on a given day, and all the states got to the point where they were doing that. And then you can look at trends, and you can see some of the states have come up, and now they're coming down. And the president's saying 14 days of positive test rate declining is what they're looking at for something that you can put out there as a rule of thumb to be reopening your economy. And so there is data, but it's history. That's historical data, right, Scott? But the hospitalization rates had very dire predictions in a lot of those early models. The New York City projections, the Minnesota projections, we heard about those.
Hang on to that thought if you would. Brent will come back after a break. Paul and Napoleon, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The operative phrase there is don't fear, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today on What's on Your Mind, taking your questions and comments. Here's a text question. Why is the Highway Patrol patrolling our gravel county roads so heavily? Any idea on that one, Brent?
I certainly do not. That's not usual. that's not usual. But if it's in the Carrington area, there was a derailment that happened yesterday, and I guess there's no injuries or hazardous release, so that's a good thing. But that could be a reason if you're in that part of the state. Otherwise, that's not normal protocol that I know of.
Here's a text from Rick in Watford City. If we take away Cass and Grand Forks counties, our numbers are next to nothing. The president said we could open up by county. We could open up by the whole state. Other than those two counties, it's time they're skewing the numbers. It's time. What about that county by county idea?
Well, the ironic thing is a lot of I've been trying to figure out, and so has our team, obviously, looking at what all the different press is being put out by all the governors, and some of the states have actually gone that direction. You got some referencing of that by the president of county by county. And what's happened here is it kind of started in the middle with Minot and Bismarck, and then Fargo picked up a bit, and Fargo kept their share of the percentage of the population. Then we had the LM outbreak up in Grand Forks, and so now it's really, you know, up there and more prevalent. So we haven't, in Dickinson was early on, you know, so one would feel that it's kind of run its course, at least in the waves that you see in other states in coming through the state. But League of Cities, when you talk to the mayors and League of Cities, there's a lot of call to stay together in solidarity, because if you start opening up in some areas and not others, then you might have a rush into the other areas. And so you can imagine a small bar in a town an hour away from a large metro area all of a sudden could have 1,000 people pushing in, trying to get in because they're just wanting to have something to do, just like we see at the Menards and Walmarts on the weekends, right? So there's a lot of arguments for staying together. And the point being, even with the focused testing we've been doing in Grand Forks and Fargo, our positive test rate has stayed very, very level in that 4 to 4.3%. Now it's 4.18% for the last 9 days. And so we, no matter what's happening, our test rate is staying, positive test rate is staying in that really low level, which is fourth or fifth in the nation, even at this point of doing all this focused testing and the outbreaks. So yes, I know there's calls for, you know, we don't have any cases here, but you saw, and there's 10 cases in Dunn County now, which is not, you know, which is northwest and not a lot of population. It's really, no one's immune from this, obviously, and not trying to use that word, no pun intended there. But I mean, there's no areas that are not going to be subject to COVID. That doesn't mean that we don't need to do a smart restart this week, and it's really going to move towards North Dakota Department of Health COVID etiquette guidelines moving forward. The public health side of this is going to be important for the next year of the, you know, what remains, how do you keep releasing distancing and personal protective equipment type requests and guidelines, et cetera, as we move forward. And, you know, maybe some of that will be with us for a lot longer because we're going to be living in a COVID-affected world for a while.
A lot of people are comparing us to South Dakota, saying, you know, they did it better than we did because they didn't close anything. I don't know the actual difference of what closed and what didn't, but the majority of businesses in North Dakota are not under a closure act, yet they are closed. Is your advice to those businesses to get going and to open?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the point that we've been making a lot, is that I don't know how many questions that we take that are, you know, when can the small retailers open? Well, guess what? The small retailers weren't closed unless it's a personal care salon, unless it's a bar, restaurant, and then the theaters and gyms. And so it was very minimal on the shutdowns, and I know it doesn't feel minimal if you're one of those business owners. It does not feel minimal. But compared to what some of the other states have done, to the shelter in places and to the stay-at-home orders, you know, some of these states are talking about, we're going to reopen this week and we're going to reopen May 1st. Well, their reopening is, we're going to now allow elective surgery. We're going to now allow, you name it, manufacturers getting back to work. Things that we did not ever restrict, those types of businesses. And so all of those areas need to get back to work. We need to get our economy moving again, get people back in the economy. We're not going to be able to afford the unemployment tab that's coming our way. So sending employees into unemployment on furlough, if your business is one that is not restricted, you need to get back to work, you need to get moving forward and see what this world looks like as far as COVID demand shock on our markets and on our businesses. But yes, we need to get moving forward again as a state and as a country.
Texter says, how can the numbers be accurate when you have several counties with high numbers, but counties next to them have less than five? Doesn't this defeat the purpose of testing and defeat the whole purpose of shutdown?
That's why I preach within our own team that if we would stick to the percentages, because it's not valid to look at a county with 1,000 people and a county with 150,000 people and say, well, all the cases are there, when the percentage has been higher in Montreal and Dunn County, and obviously Slope with as few people as are there. But percentages are higher in those counties than they are than they were in Cass for the most part. And Burley and Morton were the beginning of the outbreak in the state, if you will. But look at the population. You got over 100,000 people in the area. And so percentage-wise, the Burley County number is lower than the state average. It's probably below 3% now. I mean, it's sitting there with a very low number.
Hold that thought. More coming up with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.